This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Governor Polis is pushing an effective monoclonal antibody treatment to fight COVID, but doctors are having a hard time getting their high-risk patients an appointment to even get the drugs. Dr. Mary Catherine Husney says treatment centers organized by the state are turning away patients.
That's when the fun starts. I need to start calling all the different locations, trying to find a location that actually has availability within the next, few days, which is usually how long I have before the window is going to expire for the patient by the time I've seen them.
The governor's office says it's working to streamline a program it inherited from the federal government. Senator John Hickenlooper was back in Colorado Friday, praising the passage of the federal infrastructure bill. Hickenlooper was part of a bipartisan group of senators who helped write the legislation.
A lot of people in foreign dictatorships like China or Russia are saying that our democracy doesn't work. We showed that it could work, and I'm a big believer that this bill is going to lead to other bills as well.
The infrastructure package includes Hickenlooper's own proposal meant to find ways to lower utility rates for electric vehicle charging stations. And Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic was back on the court last night after a brief suspension following a recent in-game altercation. The Nuggets beat the Atlanta Hawks for their fourth win in a row. And another day of windy conditions along the Front Range, highs in the 60s for Denver and Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR.